Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, February 20th. Happy Thursday. You might hear a little frog in my throat. I've kind of been down for the count for the last few days, but feeling a lot better today as I record this podcast. Our Old Testament reading is Psalm 27. Remember, we're going through the life of David, and this is a psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of You, seek His face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide Your face from me. Do not turn Your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me Your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes. For false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. And wait for the Lord. Before we move on, I want to make a couple of comments about this psalm. To me, David seems superhuman here, not fearing even in the face of an army, but he is really directing his thoughts toward the Lord and the great strength that the Lord has. He has seen the Lord at work in his life many, many times, and he knows with confidence that God is the one who will deliver him. This psalm has also been one that has given me great strength in times of great difficulty. Let me read verses 13 and 14 for you again. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. And wait for the Lord. In what situation today are you hopeful to see the goodness of the Lord? For the Lord to make a way, give a breakthrough, do what only God can do. And in that, we pray, Lord, that You would work, and we wait on You, and we take heart, because we know that only in You can we find true happiness, and we can trust You because You are trustworthy. In Matthew's gospel today, we're in chapter 14, starting in verse 22, and we'll go down through verse 36, which is actually the end of the chapter. This is one of my favorites, so a wonderful one for us to read today. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of Him to the other side, while He dismissed the crowd. After He had dismissed them, He went up on a mountainside by Himself to pray. Later that night, He was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. As I mentioned earlier, I love this passage. I love the display of Jesus's power over nature, and I love Peter's immediate desire to have faith. And then I identify with Peter, who is of little faith. It doesn't take long for him to see the wind and think, "Oh no, I'm going to sink." The words that stay with me, and I hope that will stay with you today, are in verse 27. "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Jesus Christ promises his presence with us always. He did so when he ascended into heaven. "And lo, I will be with you always." And so today, whatever gives you fear, I pray that these words will give you comfort. Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. And now from the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 5. "The purposes of a person's heart are deep waters, but one who has insight draws them out." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the psalm, which reminds us that we don't have to fear. We thank you for the Matthew passage that also reminds us that we do not have to fear. And we thank you, Lord, that even though sometimes we can't understand the depths of our own hearts and the motives and the feelings are all mixed up with fear and pride, you, Lord, understand our hearts and you discern us. You help us to know and to be transformed. And that's what we pray for today. We pray that you would transform us like you do Peter into someone who doesn't fear but boldly speaks your word. And we pray like the psalmist David, we wait on you confidently that we will see your goodness in the land of the living. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.